Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, why are Harry's friends silent? That's a question posed by The Mirror, who point out that while Meghan's friends have rushed to her defence, there was a startling silence from the UK, with fewer of Harry's pals speaking up on his behalf and hitting out at the alleged treatment of the couple, in a claim by royal commentator Danielle Elser. US Weekly calls the entire situation a royal mess. A source tells Us Weekly that the Queen has barely had any time to herself since the interview and has been in constant crisis meetings. The Queen has always had a soft spot for Harry and looked out for him, so she's incredibly hurt and shocked that it has come to this, the source tells us. She's trying to be understanding and see things from Harry's perspective, but the allegations he and Meghan have made are hard for her to digest. The interview has wreaked havoc on the royal family. Meanwhile, The Mirror reports Prince Philip was being shielded from much of the fallout of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's bombshell interview with Oprah. Royal expert Katie Nicholl said, "The family are very keen that he's not aware of the full extent of the interview, and while the widespread coverage may make it impossible for him to completely avoid it, efforts were made to protect him from the full force of the fallout. It was a great relief to see him leave in a car, not an ambulance, but he did look very, very frail in the back seat, and I know the family are relieved he's home, but also deeply concerned about his health." Gail King had shared, "Well, just so you know, Meghan and Harry had done that interview before Prince Philip went into the hospital, and if something, God forbid, had happened to him, the interview would not have run at this particular time." Piers Morgan tweeted, "Hi, at Gail King. Rather than acting as your Sussex friend's PR mouthpiece to facilitate their ongoing public trashing of our royal family, how about doing your job as a journalist and ask them all about the lies they told in at Oprah's interview? America should hear the truth." And Piers' former co-worker, Susanna Reid, pointed out, "Meghan's legal action against the Mail on Sunday after her father Thomas leaked her private letter to them. Per The Mirror, she went on to compare the situation with the couple leaking what other family members believed to be a private conversation to US TV host Gail King." Susanna said on the ITV program, "The successful legal action that Meghan took was over the disclosure of private communication between family members. Now they have disclosed what I am sure the other family members thought was a private conversation between family members. That is troubling for people to see." This comes after Lorraine Kelly also admitted that she was baffled as to why the couple had chosen to leak that Prince Harry's talks with Prince Charles were unproductive. "That was the thing, it was supposed to be private. I am baffled as to why that would be out there." And another claim that's come, as we saw, was Prince Charles refusing to take Prince Harry's calls. Maybe he's now thinking, "Maybe I shouldn't have taken that call. I don't know. What's going on?" People reports that Harry's brother, Prince William, is hugely protective of his wife and can get angry. Royal biographer Penny Huner is quoted, "William is very protective of Kate and can get very angry. For Meghan to name Kate in a negative light is worse than being attacked himself." Vanity Fair quoted a royal source as saying, "There's a lack of trust on both sides, which makes moving forward very hard. William is now worried that anything he says to his brother will be plastered over American TV. The Get William and Kate Out There and Change the Story tour continued when Prince William and Duchess Kate visited Newham Ambulance Station in East London, sounds like an ambulance station right here, to speak to paramedics and crew about their experiences of working during the pandemic. They also learned about the mental health and well-being support provided to staff at the station per a description from Omid Scobie." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Some bad news for Meghan and Harry as their financial struggles continue. The New York Post reports a GoFundMe page set up to pay off the mortgage on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's $14.6 million California estate has gone bust after raising a measly $110. Anastasia Hanson, 56, of California, told Britain's The Sun that she started the fundraising effort because she seriously felt sorry for the multi-millionaire royal couple, after Harry publicly whined to Oprah Winfrey about being financially cut off by Buckingham Palace. "When they came to the USA, they were without jobs and with limited funds," said Hanson, who lives about 25 minutes from the princely pair's palatial estate in swanky Montecito. "They've stated that they've had a very rough time, so this fundraiser is a way to give help, compassion, and love by paying their home loan in full." Hanson's online bid to try financially to help the royals was started a few days ago and shut down by Saturday after just three donations, The Sun said. Hanson kicked in $5 while a supporter gave $100 and Anonymous bestowed $5 on the fund. The page has read, "I am Anastasia Hanson of Ventura, California, and I am raising funds to pay off the mortgage for the Montecito, California home of Harry and Meghan. were 2 million supporters to donate just $5 each, the goal is met and the loan can be paid off. After their interview, I was moved with compassion to help get their home paid off as they are now financially independent. This will help and be a loving gift. The page now says, campaign not found. Hopefully Harry and Meghan can find a way to pay their mortgage. Perhaps a reported $25 million from Spotify will help. There has been one 33-minute long episode of the Archwell podcast so far. Good work if you can get it. And with the British tabloids beginning to move on to other things, some papers didn't even have Meghan on the cover yesterday. We will resume our normal schedule of publishing new episodes of Palace Intrigue 5 days a week after our recent run of doing bonus episodes on the weekend. Spotify, let us know if you're still hiring. We're back on Monday. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.